Good morning, listeners, the WCGA AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia. This is your host for The Bigger Picture, unifying true faith with right politics. Woody, it's my name, and you're probably wondering if I'd be back this week after what I said last week. Well, folks, I stand by what I said, absolutely 100%. And I have in the studio with me a lady you're going to meet in the future, not so much so on this program. It's my wonderful wife of 53 years. Her name is Cindy, but I actually call her the most powerful woman in the world. And I need her in the studio with me today because I'm still not back down to earth in my anger over foolish, supposedly Republicans like Ronnie DeSantis, who believe arrogantly, foolishly, and I hope not because they're secret subversives, probably not, but could be, who feel that they can stand up to Mr. Trump and say, I can do the job better than you, or in the case of Nikki Haley, I can do the job better than you can, when the reality is none of them, none of them, none of them, and if I didn't say it, none of them have the ability to stand up to the evil, evil, evil empire of cockroaches represented by the Democrat National Committee and their operatives, the Democrat Party, and their subversive ally, Rhino cohorts, aligned with the evil cabal of the world aimed at destroying America and eventually Israel, because we stand, or in the past have, stood for what is right and good in the world. Yeah, we have warts. We've messed up a few things, and the black culture loves to distort it and talk about it and use it for advantage for what, reparations or whatever they're talking about. Shows they don't understand the history of humanity. And they're being led by white liberals, people of my skin tone, who will be responsible before God for the evil that they have done. I left the white culture a long time ago. I live in what I'm trying to proclaim on the radio, the culture of Christ, which is where I believe I live, and I know where this beautiful lady lives to my right. That's the culture that evolves when we keep the commandment of John 14:15. If you love me, Jesus, who says also he is God, and he is, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And when we do that, and very few in this country have even acknowledged them, and we're falling far away quickly. But if you acknowledge them and you keep them, whether you're black or white or any other race, you dwell in the culture of Christ. And those who are to your left and to your right in that culture are your true brothers in the faith. And those outside that culture are not, as I said in previous weeks, some are your enemies. But you have to divide enemies into two camps. The intentional enemies that are, I think, by de facto choice, adherence to their father, the devil, as Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. And they're working for that evil one to establish his kingdom. And I think they're consciously doing that. And those people are beyond salvation, in my view. Yeah, I know God does not will that any should perish, but all should come to eternal life. But there are those who have made the Faustian agreement with the devil, and they will pay for it with their souls. But everything that they do, and it's the Democrat Party. I mean, folks, if you don't like it, I'm not sorry at all. I mean, turn off the radio. Don't listen. But it's the truth. I've just told you the truth. The Democrat Party is demonic. If you're a black pastor who thinks that I am, well, I guess we're just going to disagree and butt heads. And there's a lot in the Republican Party that is evil, too. But here's the point. Here's the point. Americans have got to awaken themselves. And we sit here right now in the studio. And I just took Cindy over to Fort Frederica and right outside where the cross is that commemorates the bringing of John and Charles Wesley and George Whitefield to this island in 1735. And as a result of that, the Great Awakening in America began. And this nation needs right here from this island right now a great reawakening through a little radio station, WCJA AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia. We need it. We have to have it. And this lunatic sitting behind the microphone screaming at you right now and calling Democrats demons, and I will never back away from that. If you're a Democrat, you better run as far as you can from that bunch of heathens because they're trying to destroy America. The emperor is naked. He's naked. And as I said last week and repeat again, the Bible says, to him who understands, it's very plain, it's very clear. God has a purpose for this country. Michael Medved understood that. He published a book about God's hand on America. And Peter Marshall Jr. wrote The Light and the Glory, reveals the same thing. And those who belong in the culture of Christ, those who obey him, who keep his commandments, are the ones that understand that. And this radio station represents that understanding, and I'm trying, as many of you have said, imperfectly, to preach that message, and sometimes I get particularly angry, as I did last week. Don't back away from what I said. Don't apologize. In fact, we're going to continue forward on that just a little bit. I believe Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley and Mike Pence and Ryan Binkley, whoever he is, Larry Elder, Asa Hutchinson, Perry Johnson, what's that? Vivek Ramaswamy and Tim Scott, folks, you need to go to Mr. Trump, say you're sorry, pledge your support to him, and then tell other Americans to line up behind him because Mr. Trump is a point of our spear in fighting against an evil that 99.9% of Americans don't understand is coming against them. But the ones coming against us are doing so through the auspices of the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, and those cockroaches in the Democrat Party who are their minions, who are responding to the initiatives of a global cabal that seeks to destroy America. Do you understand that, people? Do you understand there is an open, before your eyes, attempt to destroy this nation and everything it stands for? There are three pillars of this nation that have stood us well for 250 years. And the first is faith in Father God, the true faith. And the second is the traditional family. Any doubt that's under attack with this? You know, how many genders are there? There is two genders. There are two genders. There are two genders. Do you understand that? God created them male and female. And anything beyond that is not just sophistry. It is evil. It is a doctrine from hell. And it seeks to destroy what made this country great, strong families with Midwestern values, I guess. My father-in-law was one of those. Good guy, just unassuming good guy, smoking his pipe, occasionally, you know, sipping on a beer, watching a football game, doing what he did in the safety department with the state of Florida, Purdue graduate, but just seeped in Midwestern values, and he raised a family that represents those who are the backbone and have been the backbone of America. My own dad, my own family, the same thing. But I'm just thinking of Cindy's dad right now as he sits here puffing on a pipe in his chair, watching Florida State football, sipping a brew, writing the flag disposal ceremony for the Elks Club, and just being a patriotic, God-fearing, steady Freddy. Jack Semple, salute you today on Veterans Day. But that said, folks, America is in trouble, and it's up to those who have those values that I just talked about need to step forward, and most of you are those who are listening to this radio station, except the accidental listeners that might have tuned in heading up or down I-95, or some others that know something's going on here and want to hear what we're doing, and either for good or for ill. But the handful of folks that do listen are folks who understand that a nation is in trouble and that it's going to be a man named Donald Trump who has the greatest opportunity, if he is put back in the office that he was illegally removed from by evil, evil people who manipulate our voting system. If he's put back in office, then those in the deep state who are the evildoers, well, we have the opportunity to have them revealed. It'd be tough. And he has the opportunity to, well, bring them to justice. But absent Donald Trump in the White House, 1 year hence, or taking the oath of office in January of 2025, well, we're down the tubes, and we probably are anyway. We're going to talk about this on the backside. I hope you'll listen, because the fate of the country that you love is at stake, and you're the ones that are going to have to stand up and do something. God bless you. See you on the backside.